More about the Vax to Normal as the really the incentive side of the campaign is set to end very soon.
Mickey, good morning.
Hey, Mickey.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well.
Outstanding. Well, we are about a week and a half out from closing down the incentive side of the campaign. Mickey, from your perspective, how have things gone to this point on the incentive side?
Well, you know, we've had so many people register, you know, and ready to prove that they've been vaccinated and, you know, they've done what they can for their family, for their community, to, you know, to try and get back to as much normal as we can these days. It's been really gratifying to see people really rally behind the cause and come together as a community to get vaccinated and, you know, try to increase our numbers of vaccine in the community.
I believe I heard last week that there is still time to hop on the website, geadisasterrelieffund.org, and fill out the brief form that will make you eligible for the prizes. But you may be saying to yourself, well, Ron, I can't be completely vaccinated here within the next week. Well, I heard last week that, you know, if you at least have one of the two shots, you're going to be good to go. Is that correct, Mickey?
Well, I'm going to have to take your word for that one, Ron.
Well,
but you know what? But truly, why would we not, you know, thank those who are in the process of getting vaccinated? Because really, that's what this is all about, right? Is getting our community safe and healthy, and you know, ready to be as open as we possibly can under these conditions. So I would certainly support that.
Well, and I didn't just pull that out of the sky. I heard that from one of your committee members last week. So I'm not making things up and trying to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, we have not met since that decision has been made, so I didn't hear the final. But you know what? Like I said, I get behind that because that's what this is all about, really, is just encouraging people to get vaccinated. So, you know, like you said, geadisasterrelieffund.org. It's a really simple, you know, like, what, four questions on the survey. Get registered, ready to win. We have two more opportunities. Well, we have two more days to win, lots of opportunities to win.
That's a good point. And, you know, there's been a lot of buzz, I think, really about the prize packages since those were announced here about a month ago. And I know that the early plan was to add here or there to those big prizes and the super grand prize. What is the status on what we have available here for those grand prize packages right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I couldn't even begin to list them all from memory. We have so many things, and we do keep continuing to add. Just recently, we added $75 worth of grocery gift cards to our tailgating package. You know, we added fairly late Royals tickets to the tailgating package. You know, we just keep getting these donations and adding to the packages and just trying to encourage people to, you know, to get registered because there's some really cool stuff to win. You know, our grand prize itself is worth valued at over $7,000. Yeah. That's just one package. So that's pretty incredible.
Incredible stuff. And, you know, we have one for adults and one for youth, correct?
Well, we have multiple for adults and multiples for youth. So, yeah, I mean, of course, one big grand prize, but we've got two prizes for youth. One that's a $500 shopping spree and one that's a $300 shopping spree. So we have two 12 to 17 year olds that will win. And then for adults, we've got our grand prize, which is a home improvement package. We have the tailgating package. We have an ESU package that includes season tickets to ESU football and a bunch of swag and gear. And we have a rest and relaxation package. And we have 2 1-year memberships to Mr. G's Express Wash, their ultimate wash. So, I mean, that's a lot. We've got 7 people we're going to call on September 10th.
My goodness. That's going to be
a list right there.
That's a big day in itself right there. Just calling all the winners.
That's right. Well, yep, and we'll be doing the same thing this Friday for our $50 gift cards. We'll be giving away 10 of those. You know, about 3 weeks ago, we decided to double the number of gift cards we were giving away on Friday morning. So 5 people had been winning. Now 10 people win every week. So it's been a lot of fun to do.
Well, and a big thanks to the Vax to Normal Committee and all the businesses that have participated by donating. And a thanks to all of you, you know, for getting vaccinated and registering, because the Registration numbers online have been really good, haven't they, Mickey?
They certainly have. You know, we're in the thousands now.
Yeah.
So that just really shows how much the community values, you know, that we're getting vaccinated and we're doing what we can to protect our family, friends, and travel and, you know, go to events and just do fun things.
Well, thanks to Mickey and the United Way. Also, Casey and Jessica at Emporia Main Street and KVOE Aaron Harder, a part of the Vax to Normal Committee. Thanks for all the work that you've done in organizing this, keeping things updated, and going out and getting some great prizes from some outstanding businesses. And it's going to be fun to list those winners, because there's a lot of great things that they'll be giving away here within the next week.
That's right. And you know, on September 10th, we will be on site at Prairieland Partners doing those drawings. So if anyone wants to come out and watch them live and hope that they win, they're welcome to come out. Of course, we will call all of our prize winners if they don't see it live or if they're not, you know, on Facebook to watch. But Prairieland Partners, Friday, September 10th at 3 o'clock.
3 p.m., huh?
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
All right. There's our invitation right there, Chuck.
I agree. I'm in.
Okay. All right. Well, Mickey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills and part of the Vax to Normal Committee, United Way, Emporia Main Street, and KVOE, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9, KVOE.com, KVOE-TV.
All involved in getting the vaccinations at a higher level than we can. So
yeah, it's good stuff. Going to win a lot of good stuff. They've collected a lot of neat prizes.
Haven't they, though?
Man. Good stuff.
Great list.
Yeah, they'll be having gift card winners here this week again, and then a big gathering at Prairieland Partners John Deere.
3 p.m. on the 10th. Be there. And maybe they don't have to call you.
Yeah. I'll take it with me.
There you go.
KVOE Live in local sunshine, 73 degrees. Good morning. It is 8:48. Shop Emporia first. Invest in our home.